She was raised on a farm in the Midwest, moved to Los Angeles, and at 18 married a much older man who connected Diane to money and power. She successfully maneuvered her way through the corporate ranks from a secretarial job into the positions of president and owner of 11 corporations.
I was traveling all the time. I was very busy. Everything involved with real estate. I had several corporations and a number of people both here and in.
Were you happy with the way you were living? Were you happy in the lifestyle?
I loved it. I really did. I loved it. I was busy. I was making an enormous amount of money, and at that time in my life, money was the criteria that I measured whether I was doing well or not doing well. And it seemed like everything I touched turned to gold. It was hardly, there was hardly ever a time when I started a project that it didn't turn out well. I had become, in my own mind, absolutely invincible. Every project was bigger than the last one. There wasn't a check that was big enough to impress me, and there were some big checks. There wasn't anything that affected me anymore. I was looking for the bigger deal, the better deal.
Her marriage failed, but Diane was fully capable of maintaining a very expensive lifestyle independently. Her cars were leased, and her mortgage payment alone totaled about $15,000 a month. She had jewelry, clothing, furniture, and an enormous amount of cash at her disposal. Then, unexpectedly, the foundation of Diane's financial existence began to shake.
The collapse of the savings and loan industry rolled like dominoes in the real estate business. First Energy went in Texas, and then the institutions went to savings and loans, and then the banks became affected, and the ability to borrow and the ability to sustain your project if the lender that was the lender on the project went under, it became impossible. And as the domino theory took place, in 1989, I started losing everything I had. And the things that were on the burner, and I was highly leveraged at that point, every ounce of money that I had was invested in other developments that were bigger. Everything was bigger. It was almost an inverted pyramid. It had been 8 months since the electric bill had been paid. It had been nearly a year since the cable company had been paid. And the water was only current as long as the house was in one corporation name, but when it would transfer to another corporation, we'd start the water all over again, and everything was behind gates. So if they couldn't get past the gate, they couldn't turn it off. There was no money. There was not even money for dog food. There wasn't money to feed my dogs. And I'm living in this huge home, and it was worse than, I think it would make sense if you're living in a tent not to be able to afford anything, but when you're living in a huge home with a beautiful view, and you're afraid to go to the gate during the daylight hours because they're camped outside waiting for you, it creates an enormous pressure cooker. But I had finally gone through the pressure to the point where I was just done. It was very quiet inside me. There wasn't anything left. I had been everywhere in the world I'd wanted to be. I had done some wonderful things, met some wonderful people. I'd eaten in every restaurant I wanted to eat at. I'd shopped in every store I wanted to shop in. There wasn't anything left on my list to drive me forward. And this particular Sunday, I was sitting with a loaded 38 on my bed and a sheet of paper, making a list of the names of the friends that I had that would take my dog. And I'm just sitting there in this vacuum, and so I hit the switch for the TV. And I was not ever a TV watcher. I really wasn't ever home to watch TV much. And I turned it on. It was Channel 11, which I subsequently watched a lot. And that one was on that program. And as time has rolled forward, I discovered about a half a dozen times a year, during the year, he gives the type of call to people that I heard that day. And it was towards the end of program. I'd never seen his program before. He was singing a song. He was just finishing a song. And he has a beautiful voice. And that caught my attention. I really didn't know that it was a religious, at that time I would have called it a religious program. I didn't realize that's what it was. I was just listening to a song. And then he gave this call, and it was, the best I can describe it, was like somebody just reached inside me and ripped out my life and set it in front of me as he's having this conversation. And I know it's before millions of viewers, but I swear that day it was just the two of us. And what he said touched my life so much because apparently he'd finished or was nearly finished with a series on prosperity. So he addressed his comments towards, you don't have to be without money no matter what's happened to you in your life, or at least this is what I heard. You know, if you have God, you can participate again. You can live to fight another day is what I heard. And I didn't pull the trigger. And I hadn't called anyone. It wasn't a call for help that day. I was done. I was truly done. I opened my life. Not just thanks, it was a great program and I've enjoyed watching you since. I opened my life.
On that day, Diane DeVega became a new creation. The despair and emptiness were replaced with hope and a future.
And the thing that happens, that's happened to me since I've accepted Jesus, is you don't know where to go next. I did that part, now I don't want to use the gun, but where do you turn? What do you do? I didn't own a Bible. I didn't have any Christian training. But what I did next is just continue to watch him every Sunday. And my life turned around. Within 2 weeks, I had called and had an auctioneer come out, give me some money for some of the things in my home. And I tithed off that money. I got $2,000 in cash. I gave half of it to my old partner who was in similar straits, but not the emotional, but similar financial straits. I gave him half. But I tied the full $200 on the $2,000 because I listened to what Flynn had said. And from that day forward, my life got better and better and better. I knew how to tithe better than I knew what my name was. So I was giving everywhere I could. I was chasing down poor people in grocery carts and giving them money. You know, it wasn't a lot. It was a buck here and $5 there. But I'd chase them down. I'd stop my car and get across the street and give them money.
The Lord honored Diane's diligence and obedience. Quickly, the calls came with wonderful offers and job opportunities. In the last few years, Diane has continued to learn and grow in her faith. She now has a car that is paid for, a home that she loves, a prosperous profession, and relationships with her family have been restored. Diane invited her mother and sister to Ubers Convention, and their lives have been renewed.
I don't want to make a decision that will lead me down the old path. Truly, if $1 million were sitting on the sidewalk and tagged to it with a decision I made in the past or the old way of doing things, I don't want the million. First of all, I don't need it. My life's full. Everything I possibly could need or want, I have. I have absolutely nothing on my list today that I'm short of. I have more than enough for what I need to do in my life. My money goes into the kingdom. I mean, that's where I want it to go. I still shop. I have plenty of money left over. In fact, I have more money in my pocket now on a daily basis than I ever had in cash when I had money or thought I had money. And all the years that I made an enormous amount of money, large monthly income, large. I never owned my car. They were leased. I live in a house now that I don't have to hide from. In fact, there's a gate anybody can walk in. I have so much in my life right now, but the thing that I have that's the most valuable to me, I have God, so I feel that I am invincible. Now, I don't have to feel like the deals I'm doing make me invincible. I am invincible. I have God in me, and I have peace of mind, which you cannot go to any department store anywhere in the world and buy peace of mind.